Blog Talk Radio.
Jello, baby.
Is it on? Is it on, honey? Is this thing recorded? What's up, YouTube land, Twitter land, Instagram land, Snapchat, Grindr, the Scrub, BBC, Chat, Facebook, Periscope, and last but not least, every single one of my bitches. Christian Mingle, and the lands all across the land. This is your girl, T.S. Madison, and I'm coming to you loud, loud, and in color from the marvelous chateau. And baby, tonight we have the sub kisses herself in the house. Miss Kaya, baby. Kaya, what do you got to say to the girl,
honey? I think the number that has been connected or is no longer in service.
There's a hater on the line. Let me fuck this bitch one more time. You make another face, bitch, that's fine. Cause I'ma fuck your ass one more time. Make pause. Talk to me, bitch, I got the time. Talking a lot about nubbity, bitch, I'm on my grind. Hope the last thing I need is a bitch wasting my time. Zero fucks giving, fuck your opinion, I got mine. Hold the mouth up, this is the truth, bitch, where the lie. I'm on my motherfucking, you can't be stopped. I'm on the clock, ain't got the word about you calling again. Your number bomb, next call. There's a hater on the line. Let me fuck this bitch one more time. You make another case, bitch, that's fine. Cause I'ma fuck your ass one more time. Next call,
bitch, stop calling.
Your shit, like I'm gonna really sit here and listen to you, you bitch, get a word in you, bitch, all that hating that could do, bitch, you really just beat the shit, cause you ain't talking by it, when you lurking, talking ass, bitch, all that flexing for the gram, stop it, hoe, you need to quit, all that typing that you do, like I'm gonna really sit here and read it, you using up all my data and fucking up all my minutes, so fuck nigga, never hit it, a bitch nigga, I never see, so really there is no reason for you to be calling me, swipe left, thug, rapper, sign, I hate you, get the deleted, bitch, you blocked, I'm up, you was in your friend in the beginning, ain't no stopping, mold of mine, best believe it, bitch, I'm
What's up? The Riley Show is live. Happy New Year to everybody. I have a special guest. DeAndre is on. Finally, we have a special guest on the show for the new year. So I want to give a special shout out to him. Thank you for coming on. And, so how was your new year? Let me break the ice with that. How did you bring in your new year? It was all right. Okay. So, last time that I talked with you, you were in Chicago, and we both here in Dallas. So, my first question would be, what made you come to Dallas?
Well, actually, it's not. Even if it wasn't Chicago, it's going to be somewhere. But I just decided, like, if I moved to Dallas and shit like that, it was a big opportunity for my nursing career. A big opportunity to find better jobs and like just for me to just start up. I don't know. It's just something to better my life. So now, in Chicago, it's gonna be here.
So you're here. So what were the main top three reasons why you left Chicago? Because I hear a lot of times people talk about the crime. That was me. So what was on your list? Mass was the crime.
The crime. Number two is just my own personal reason to pursue my nursing career and stuff like that. And number three is just like better my life so I can go back home and basically help my family out.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody get a peace of mind first, because if I was to stay in Chicago, I was going to lose my mind.
You were married. You got married in Chicago, and they passed a law. The Supreme Court decided that gay marriage is legal all across the United States. And you rushed to City Hall, in my opinion. But let you clear it up. You did not rush. Did you rush to City Hall? Because it was you and a couple of other borrowers. It was a lot of folks that was
actually
rushing to get married.
It's totally different from everybody else. How me and Ace end up into that situation, we've already dated for 6 months.
Okay.
And
for
I
6 months.
Honestly do feel like it was rushing the situation. It was basically rushed or whatever, because I felt like if I didn't do it at that time, I was going to lose them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the only way to really prove that I was down for them and after we had discussed it, was to do it. I wouldn't say it was a mistake. I would actually say it was a great lesson learned.
You 6 months. 6 months. Not 6 years. So you went to City Hall and said, you know what? I will honor you. Now, what was what? how did the vows go? Like, I never got married.
I mean,
so did he say, did you honor to obey him?
Of course.
Did y'all put obey in there?
One thing about me, when I'm with you, that's what I do. Like, I'm not going to never put my, it's not about an image.
Okay.
When I say I love you, that's exactly what I mean.
Okay.
Like, if we together or not, like, if I say I love you or whatever, like, I said my vows, he wrote his personal vows, I wrote my own personal vows and shit like that. So it basically came down to the point, like, by us rushing things and seeing that we wasn't even living together.
So y'all still
like
was,
we really didn't know each other like we knew each other once we moved in with each other.
So who was the top and who was the bottom in the relationship?
When I'm dating somebody, I don't put labels on anything. Because I don't do what I got to do to please the person I'm with at any means.
So both of y'all were
part.
So the most part.
For the most part, I'm not fully versatile.
Oh, okay.
Put it out there.
But on your jack... On your jack here,
what does it say?
It say no tops allowed.
Oh, okay.
So right now you're not dealing with getting fucked.
Let
now.
Me tell you something. I do what I do. I don't put labels on myself. I'll be 30 years old, June 17 on Father's Day, and it's just basically at the point like I don't put labels on myself. Whatever I want to do at that moment, that's what the fuck I'm gonna do. But trust and believe, you're not gonna get the real life special like. You my man if you're not my man. But I know if you my man and you're fully versatile, you already know when I meet you what it is anyway. But I'll compromise with you so you won't step outside the box and get your ass knocked off. Like, so I will compromise with you.
So let's speak about that. When you in that particular thing, when you with a person, you only know them for 6 months, you're not living with them. So was it cheating involved? Because y'all not together now. So what happened from that I do into now?
First of all, me and Ace are good friends now.
Okay.
He do his thing, I do my thing. We still make sure that we talk to each other and shit like that. But it wasn't necessarily that it was cheating. It was just like we both were young and we both wanted the shit. So
most of y'all was fucking
against it. Because it was legal in Chicago and shit like that. So we basically wanted to do it. And I was in love. Like, I can't speak for other people.
And
but
you
I was honestly
months.
In love. Like, everybody know me as being DeAndre the hoe. But at the same time, people don't know me as being on a personal basis. Like, bars relationship-wise, like, I sacrificed everything for my relationship. And it just got down to the point, like, we wasn't...
So you
we
were...
We wasn't mature enough to
so
be...
So both of y'all were hoes in that marriage.
It's not necessarily that we were hoes. We were basically spreading ourselves.
Y'all wasn't committed. It was no type of commitment.
Oh, trust and believe. It was about respect.
Okay.
Like,
so how
trust
long...
and believe. Ain't no other motherfucker was going to walk up to the person I was with. It's all about respect. And it just got down to the point. Ace had a lot of personal issues going on in his life. I had a lot of personal issues going on. Because
what I heard in that marriage.
I don't care what you heard.
I heard that it was a lot of cheating. I heard that Ace cheated on you. And I heard that you cheated. So I heard both parties, both of y'all had cheated in that. And both of y'all, from my understanding, both of y'all had BGC accounts, A4A at that time.
Wow.
So I'm just talking about both of y'all had A for A.
Okay.
One of y'all had A for A.
I don't
that,
I
that,
A for A. Jack, if anything, but
you've never had an A for A account.
Oh yeah, but how long ago? Who's still your A for A?
I'm talking about back then. You gotta understand back then where y'all
Jack
first got
out,
but y'all did.
Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck what you heard. You hear from the source's mouth. The person was actually in a relationship with each other.
So y'all so it was no change.
Ace probably did his thing, I did my thing, but at the same time at the end of the day. That we got to the point that it wasn't going to work.
Mm-hmm. So it didn't work.
It didn't work.
How long did it last?
It lasted about, I would say off and on about a year.
Oh my God.
Off and on about a year.
Wait.
We were together.
So y'all
was? Baby, let me tell you something. We got together November 1st, 2011. We got married 4/20, 2012. We did rush, okay? Like the
wow.
One that
why y'all last longer than Kim Kardashian? Her first marriage.
Well, long story short, it's not that way. Long story short, it's just what it is. Like, we did it. We thought we could do it. We thought we were still in love. We were young.
I saw the pictures. Y'all were so happy to be at City Hall. Y'all did not have a big, extravagant wedding. So, to me, it seemed to me like it was rushed. Because I don't think neither of y'all family even went to...
Actually, my family... Actually, when I got my Facebook page, for none of my real family on my Facebook page.
Okay.
So
you was a Rajay back then. You was a Rajay. I don't even think Contrell wanted you to get married at that time.
I'm my own person.
But he did not want you to get married.
Don't cook it up.
No, I'm just asking. Did Contrell want you to get married? Because that was your grandfather.
My father, like my father, Contrell.
He did not want you to get married.
He told me if this person's not for you, then don't do it. But if you feel like this person's for you, then my father gave me his respect.
Because a lot of people talk down to you, said don't do it because Ace is not will not be committed towards. They say you were rushing, and they say you were blinded. And you said you just wanted to do it just to say I was married.
It wasn't even so like that. A lot of people didn't tell me shit because I don't even fuck with a lot of people.
But that's what the word on the street was. During that time, that's where the word.
So my thing is, like, when me and Ace did it, we wasn't debating it on people and what the fuck people thought.
Mm-hmm.
We did what we felt like we wanted to do at that time, which actually wasn't a good time.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I love Ace, but still to this day with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we just both came to agreement that we can't be together. Like, we cool.
Do you have relationship problems? Because as long as I've been knowing you, you couldn't keep a man. What is the reason? Is it the man that you choose or is it you?
After you have known me, how many men have you actually known me been in a relationship
with? I have known you to be in a relationship with two.
Oh, okay.
With two.
Okay.
And it didn't work.
Okay.
So my question is, are you the reason why it's not working, or is it the people that
why
you choose?
Let me say something, guy.
Because I always say you attract
to
chaos.
I stand my own. It's more than a cute face that moves me. It's more than a wet ass or a sex that moves me.
Mm.
If you ain't got necessarily to have all I have, because I really ain't got too much shit. But at the same time, like, if you ain't got no brains behind that shit,
mm-hmm.
if you ain't got shit to offer but a cute face and a wet ass, keep it.
Mm.
And my thing is, like, yes, like, I only be in the two serious relationships.
Mm-hmm. We're doing them two serious relationships.
It just wasn't what the fuck it was.
Just
we
didn't
just
last.
Got to the
both
reason.
Of them didn't
just,
last.
It just wasn't what it was with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because my problem, I always said, I always jump and I just do it. I jump mm-hmm. and I do it. I don't take the time out to, like, actually get to know motherfuckers and actually mm-hmm. date a motherfucker and shit like mm-hmm. that.
I get you. And I'm not, you know, I'm going to switch gears. You here now.
I wasn't
and that,
an angel.
I mean, I know you wasn't an angel. You was a hoe.
I wasn't a hoe. I'm just.
You were. Okay, you was out there. You was out there. You had multiple sex partners. And it's okay being a hoe. I was a hoe as well. Do you consider yourself having a drinking problem?
Not anymore, no.
Okay, because back in the day, you used to get sloppy drunk.
Yes, I did.
You didn't know who your name was. You would be laid
yeah.
out. Got your dick
for
and
the
ass
reason,
out.
No,
like, what was that reason?
Because of that, it was just like, my life, the way I grew up in Chicago, like, I'm the only gay boy in my family.
Mm.
And for me to be the only gay boy in my family and shit like that, like, I got to be fucked up to be around gays. And we get close to the fucking venue and shit like that to the point that we see, like, I see faggots and shit. I'm like, oh shit, let me drink up. Like, but that shit end up catching up on your ass. Cause if I'm sober, you're not gonna touch me. You're not gonna do a whole lot of stuff I allow you to do when I'm drunk. So that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a drinking problem, but guess I bought every drink I had
mm-hmm.
and nobody bought it for me. So.
So you had a drinking problem. A lot of people say, well, I'm judging you. No, I'm not judging you. I'm just asking a question. And you said because you was around a lot of gay people.
Yes, okay.
But with that being said, do you think, like, the drinks clouded your judgment and you were drunk and under the influence choosing these niggas that you
just,
called your boyfriend?
Okay, I got drunk. I did what the fuck I had to do because I know being around gays, I step outside my comfort zone and I wouldn't be comfortable. I'd be more dissing off in a corner and shit like that and let all that shit fly but you just touching my ass or touching my dick and shit like that. Like, only way that shit would fly, and I won't go there if I was, yeah, okay, if I was fucked up, just have some kind of personality.
But do you feel like with you getting drunk, the sex is good? Is your sex appetite to the point where you want to have sex? Oh, okay. What's your favorite drink? I'm just trying to get some.
All of them.
Oh.
All of them. Shit. Oh, it's dark right there, but all of them.
Okay.
But tequila, motherfucking vodka.
Now you had some
issues. Like,
you had
to get your fucked up. I love it all. So
you had issues here in Dallas. What made you move here? Who did you move here with?
Who? I moved here by myself.
Okay.
And when I came to Dallas, I moved in here with three beds,
mm-hmm.
$75 and a one-way ticket in my face.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how she was gonna work out, but I just knew I was going to start the fuck over here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got here, I ain't going to stun. Like, I was homeless. Like, me and you saw when we started
yeah.
living together and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
We talked, but at the mm-hmm. same time, I'm not looking off what I lost. I'm going off all the shit I gained. Since I've been down here since April, I done got my own car. I done got my own apartment. I done got my job at the hospital. I work two fucking jobs. Like, I don't depend on no nigga for shit. I am single.
What happened? Because at first you was in a relationship.
I never moved to no another state for no nigga.
You was in a relationship before you became single. And what happened with that?
It didn't work out.
Because when I was on your page, you were in a relationship. You said, okay, I have a boyfriend. And then I started talking to you like a month or two or three later.
I learned how
you
to stop putting my relationship on social media.
Yeah.
I stopped learning how to stop tagging my man to certain shit and see all the friend requests that he get and all the mutual friends that I got. So I just learned how to move in private. If I did have a man, you're not going to see it up on Facebook, which I did just actually got a relationship a few months ago.
You
did? Yeah, over a year.
Okay. What happened?
Our business.
Okay. You know what?
Life happened.
Life happened.
Life happened.
Okay.
What's up?
Would it be accurate, if I be in Yala Van Zandt right now, would it be accurate, beloved, that you're attracted to chaos? You're attracted to drama?
Let me ask you a question. Wow, let me say that.
I've been
saying that since I was 18 years old. Chaos, drama, going to jail, all that bullshit. The first thing in my background, my career's over with. I've been a medical assistant for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nursing student. So regardless of what the faggots see, like, one thing about me, they're fighting and all that chaos shit don't move me. That's why a faggot never been in my house. A faggot never met my mom. A faggot never met my family. Chaotic shit don't move me. Like, I don't like drama. I'd invested too much in my career to worry about drama on who liked me and trying to start chaos. I'll go home by my motherfucking self. If I want to be bothered, I can give you a call. But on some real shit, how many people on this motherfucker got my number? They can actually call me and say they talk to me. Nobody.
But you know what?
I like drama, bro.
And I get that. And you an intelligent young man.
Don't go off faggot. That's all I got. Real talk.
What's your definition? Okay, I hear you say that multiple times.
A gay motherfucker.
What's your definition
who
sleeps
on somebody's floor who ain't got no life, who depend on the rest of, who focus on the rest of the week to worry about the weekend, about voguing and shit like that, and worry about a status and shit like that. You're not worried about your own self being. Like, my thing is, I don't need a status to defer who the fuck I am, because at the same time, at the end of the day, let me being legendary, me being icon or whatever, I can't walk in no job and use that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can only go off what's on my resume. Okay, I've been seeing it for 11, 12 years now since I was 18. I'm a medical assistant, shit like that. Like, all that chaotic shit, I don't care less about. Like, that's why I really don't fuck with too many people like that.
So you got out of the gay family.
When I decide to come outside, I'm going to fuck with y'all hoes, to be honest with you.
But you got out of the gay scene. You got out of the gay scene. You're no longer a Rajay. I think you left them.
I don't do...
You left it because you don't do the faggot shit. Do you believe that family?
I don't do the.
Do you believe
shit.
That family shit is the faggot shit?
Not necessarily. Depends on the people you have in your surroundings.
Okay.
Like my father, Kentrell. Even though me and Kentrell fed ass, we have our differences and shit like that. Like that's my father. Like Kentrell do his gay shit, but at the same time, that's my father. Kentrell been my dad since I was 18 years old, and Courtney Mitz, right? He been my mother since I was 15. So I know how to fuck with people.
Why did you leave?
Leave Roger?
Yeah, why did you leave that?
Because I just... First of all, when you first said I'm going to nursing school, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, you can only work on the weekends, and you got to double that shit up because you got to do clinicals and shit like that on the weekend. Like, just get to the point, you got to know what matters and what don't matter. Just because I was a Roger, didn't mean I didn't fuck with everybody. I fuck with a handful of motherfuckers, my brother Apollo, to my son Bam, to Kentrell, like I fuck with certain people.
And it was rumored too that you and Apollo dated. That was a rumor, but that y'all fucked around.
Never.
And I didn't kind of believe that.
Never.
But I heard it. I heard that you and Apollo messed around.
What do? That's what I do.
Right.
I ain't got to have shit I do because I feel like you got to have it, you shouldn't be doing it.
All right, that's true.
And no bitch paid my bills or my car note or my utilities or anything. So I don't got to lie about shit because at the same time, I ain't got to please no bitch. Ain't nobody paying shit for me, bro.
What do you currently see yourself now? Like, okay, you in Texas. You don't deal with the faggot shit. Like, I know you've been posting a lot that you lonely, that you want to go back to Chicago. There's nothing to do here. You have no friends. What was that all about?
First of all, this is the first time I ever been away from my family for the holidays. because I'm a very family-oriented kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time I've spent Christmas. I didn't work from 10, 11 days straight, 12-hour shifts by working at the hospital. So when I see this shit at first Christmas, I actually was away from home out of 29 years of my life. When I think about me, my family supports me. I have a great family support system. Mm-hmm. My mommy always let me know I can come back home, and I know I can always come back home. Mm-hmm. And it's just basically to a point in your life, like I told my mama, this is storm I got to weather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go through my disappointments and shit like that, but it's just to the point, I learned how to block everything out. I learned how to just live for myself. I learned what makes me happy. I learned how to entertain myself.
Right. And
I learned what makes me happy.
And I see right now, you know, are you happy right now? Because, like, you were saying a lot of stuff, like, you were just ready to just go back.
I was, but it's because I'm not used to being away from home.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, once Christmas and New Year's, I ain't going back to Chicago.
So how's your sex life right now?
My sex life is awesome.
That's good. How was the sex compared in Texas compared to, like, Chicago?
Ass is ass, dick is dick. Just being on the first.
How freaky, like, okay, let's just speak of it. How freaky is the Dallas thing compared to Chicago? Is it the same for you? It don't matter.
They
to you.
Slide the shit different, but at the same time, like,
it's a dick is dick, ass is ass. I would say it's a lot. It's a lot of ass eaters here that I have met than in Chicago. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, let me eat your ass, eat me out. It's a lot of that here. I haven't really experienced that in Chicago like
that.
That
shit don't move me. It's like,
it moves me.
It moves you.
But it don't move you. Sex doesn't move you.
Move you. That don't move me. We gonna get into that.
No. But
I'm just saying, like, okay, the boy. Well, I like the boys in Dallas better.
You like the boys in Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah. What makes them different than Chicago?
I don't know. I just like them better.
I would say here,
they more.
They will travel to get to you, to get, yeah, to the dick, to get to the ass versus in Chicago. Like, Chicago ain't gonna really travel. And here, they will come to you. They in North, South Dallas. Okay, they will travel to you. I had a lot of people will come to my place. They will travel to you. They will pick you up from the work to fuck you. Or they'll pick you up to suck your dick. But in Chicago, that wasn't really
the
case.
And the cute boys pay here.
Yeah.
They pay.
They do pay. They pay real good. And I would say this, that it is a lot of people here that is stable, more stable, yeah, than a lot of niggas in Chicago.
Like,
that's just my personal preference.
My thing, the most sexy thing to me is a motherfucker who can back up.
Yeah.
They sexiness. Like, besides your fat ass, besides your big dick, besides your cute face, what you got to offer? My thing is, like, I don't give a fuck about that. Like, baby, I do my own thing. I pay my own everything, bro.
Right.
But if you ain't got shit to show there, if you keep, oh man, I smoke anyway. So don't think you're using me because I'm smoking you out. That's what I do anyway.
Right.
So you only thing you got to offer every time I chill with you is just sex. It's going about your business, like,
right,
real.
But you was like there in the past.
I was
DeAndre,
like, what in the past?
For sex. Like you were into getting
more
sex,
specific,
getting high, getting you drunk, you were half with the.
But let me
so
tell
you wasn't like that. So
that.
You wasn't like
I
that.
I had a job since I was 15 years old, bro.
So liquor.
Because you got me high, drunk, whatever. Guess what? I was doing that anyway.
Right.
I was buying my own shit. What bitch smoked or drunk me out of Chicago? Please call in and let me know. Please let me know who smoked and drunk me the fuck out. Please. I always say
so,
the job.
So,
if I got
somebody,
drunk,
so,
I bought that
so
drink.
If
I smoked
you,
my weed, I bought my weed.
So if somebody gets you high, somebody gets you drunk, you won't,
don't
you won't
get
them,
shit
you
if
won't
I don't
want to
do.
No, give you no dick. You won't give them no dick if they.
First of all,
I'm not obligated
because you got me high and you got me drunk. That's what I do anyway, baby.
Right.
So don't think just because you do that, you're going to get the real life special, bro. It don't work like that with me.
How can somebody have sex and open that?
It goes on the
side.
I can tell you a whole lot of shit. I can tell I want to fuck you this kind of way. I want to taste you this kind of way. But if I'm not vibing with you, trust and believe, it's going to be a deer in the headlights. It's not going to happen.
Hmm.
You might be upset because you didn't smoke me out and drunk me out, but if I'm not feeling you,
well, me, I'm more of a purpose type of person.
But I can honestly say, all the shit you bring up is happening in my 20s. I'm 29. I'll be 30
years old
on Father's
Day. Early 20s, yeah.
I'm going to be 30 years old. I do everything for my motherfucking self.
All right.
My greatest support is my family. My family helped me through every fucking thing. Like, even I can't look at the real each day, bro. I called my mama. If I got to call my teacher from church to sing me my special song, I'm going to be all right, bro. I overcome everything. So I don't... On some real shit, but men, but people and the gay people who said about me and shit when I first came out, because I didn't know too much about shit, I was just like trying to find my own way. That shit was a break me down to the point I had to go to my mom and let her know about certain things. But once you get tough skin and you can stand up on your own shit, and you what people say don't matter, ain't about what the fuck you think about me. It's about what the fuck I think about you that's gonna get me to heaven.
But the real shit. I get what you're saying, Dre. But you have been caught up in a lot of controversy.
Like,
With boyfriends, with men.
Example, names.
Okay, you and Ace rushed to get married.
Ace,
didn't work.
My husband.
Your ex-boyfriend here didn't
Which
work.
One?
It was drama
Two.
Involved in that. Drama.
Two.
But it was drama.
Two.
You don't see the
I
type
mean,
of purpose
the
with the drama.
I mean, I the go through their problem.
Mm-hmm. Do you regret... Be with this person up here that you got with up here? Okay.
True.
What is your typical person that would be perfect for Dre? Like, this is perfect for
I don't
for
have
me.
A certain type.
You don't have a certain type?
I used to have a certain type, but then when you let niggas know the kind of type that you like, they want to be that.
What is
so
your type?
Because
I think you type of tough.
I like a sassy motherfucker who can hold their own. If you can hold your own shit and you sassy, that's sassy as fuck to me. Hold your own shit, bitch. What you doing? You wake up in the morning. You going to work? That's what's up. I'm going to work too, doing this 12 hours.
Right.
So don't. My thing, a sexy thing is when we go on a date, don't ask me who treating.
Right.
As long as you ready, you ain't gotta get ready.
Right.
And I ain't for that. You pay your half. I pay my half. I rock with you like that.
You pay.
I'ma do it. But a sexy thing for me is when I got my card out and a motherfucker could let me know you good. I got you. That's sexy. And not no root, no none of that shit, because you working 9 to 5. You got a regular-ass job. Don't take care of me, bitch. Take care of you. Because I got me. Trust and believe that. Like, I don't need no nigga for shit. Like, but the most sexy thing to me, when you can hold your own and you are successful, and you clocking the clock, real clock,
I
guarantee
you. I think, you know, with
that's
that being
sexy.
Said, I think I agree with you on that. Because of the simple point, you made a good point. You don't need a nigga for something. I need a nigga to have sex with in that particular thing because it's a good thing to have sex with
but
another nigga.
But the thing
nigga.
Is about
you know
me, I don't get caught off
you
in
do,
it. I don't
you
give
do
a fuck
have,
if you got
you
good booty, good dick, whatever, bro. I don't. That shit don't move me. I'm going to still call your ass the way I was calling your ass. I might call you a day or more. But guess what? I'm not going to say I'm in love with you. Like,
right.
So
that's a
don't
lot.
Move me.
Okay. It don't move you anymore.
Baby,
so it never moved you.
When did it ever move
I'm
me?
Just asking.
Yeah,
did
you bring
it
up all these years
you.
That you knew me, so bring it that you
in
ever knew me.
In your early 20s, when you arrived, so sex was never your weakness.
Please explain. Be more
no,
specific.
No,
give
I'm
me.
Saying, I'm
no, you know
saying.
All these
sex,
things
sex,
and altercations.
Sex was never
so
your weakness.
Give me,
no,
like,
I'm
give
not,
me an example.
I'm not
give me an example. When I was a Rajay.
When you was a Rajay. So sex.
When I was, you want to be honest, when I was a Rajay, I was the most respectful. So
yeah, okay.
Please explain
so
yourself.
Y'all, okay, so that's good. I'll just make it sure.
Who's calling in?
So right now, you good. You don't need a nigga for shit. You happy. You don't need nobody.
I mean, I
you
want
good.
A nigga. I'm going to be 30 years old. I ain't no motherfucker spraying chicken, but at the same time, P ain't around this way right now. I ain't looking for his ass. Let his ass find me.
Right.
Nigga, I'm the perfect catch. I may not be the best looking motherfucker.
Well, you look good. You're
but
not
far from the ugly motherfucker. But
no,
guess
you,
what?
You was a very...
I guarantee you, I ain't no nigga for them. Niggas don't move me. Like, I'm not looking for no nigga. If he come, he pop up, then okay, you fucking pop up. We going to date. And my biggest mistakes in my last relationships, I never took the time out to date a motherfucker.
I mean, when I had a conversation, I hear you talking with somebody. I'm not going to go in detail with what y'all were talking about. But you said something that resonated with me. You said, quote, be my friend. So every relationship that you've been with, you feel like they wasn't friends with you? Because a lot of times I ask a lot of people in their relationships, are you friends with your
like
mate?
If you don't have a foundation,
are you friends with
and you don't have a relationship,
okay.
You have nothing. So when I tell niggas to be my friend when I got the tits, it's like, I never even saw fucking tits.
Yeah.
And I mean, motherfuckers, you attractive and shit like that. We might do fuck, we do what we do, but at the same time, bro.
Well, take me to Uptown.
Be
take
my
me to the strip.
Like,
take me
show
to the strip.
Me around.
Take me to
show
the bar.
Show me downtown.
Tell me downtown.
Show me what's
you
up.
You haven't seen nothing like, instead of seeing inside of your wall.
Be my friend.
Like
right. I don't need no niggas.
Right. But you know what? You never seen nobody taking you out or anywhere. Anywhere.
And
nobody,
a whole lot of shit I do, I don't post up on social media.
Right.
So I have been out a few times for the 500.
Right. I was saying the same thing here is niggas that want to have sex with you, but they're not going to really show you around Dallas like that. I think, like, if you really want to get to know a person here, you definitely need to go out because they definitely know how to transportation like Chicago. It really sucks here. So anybody thinking about moving to Texas, definitely going to have your own car. Because I don't have a car, and I'm taking Uber and Lyft, and on average, I spend maybe $100 every 2 weeks on Uber and Lyft
and
to get to and from work.
And it get cold.
And it get hot, and it really get cold here. It really, like, it's cold here now, but then tomorrow it might be like a heat wave, you know. But you definitely have to have a car here to make it. And oh, that, and going out is not like Chicago. Their downtown is different. Their downtown
boring.
Is boring. Their streets are so fucked up. You think you want left,
to a motherfucker
right.
who just want to come here and work
and work.
Miserable.
This is nothing but a work, sleep, and shit state. Like, work, sleep,
if
and
you
shit.
If you want to find a man, you better take your ass to Houston. Don't bring your ass to Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas is when you're stable. You ready to retire. You ready to have your kids. You want to be quiet in a nice school. That's when you come to Dallas.
Because I
when you
saw
come
your
here.
Ass again. We was over at the nursing home together.
That was it. We were working.
I was depressed in the motherfucker. I ain't had no friends. I ain't have
and
shit.
I was like, but wait.
I
okay, let's
I
go. Wait. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Go.
I met him. We were working at the same job together. That's all together. And I saw you on Jack. And you said, you hit my friend up. And I'm thinking I'm about to get reached out. Like, I'm under the assumption that he's still in Chicago. Boom, boom, boom. I go to the dining room. Who do I see? D.I. I'm like, what the fuck? Out of everybody I could have seen, I'm seeing this nigga. Like, wow. I was like, but you know what? And I was lonely too here because I didn't see anybody because all I was doing was going to work, going home, work, home, work, home.
I ain't gonna stunt you. Like, when I got here, I was with a motherfucker, but the person I was fucking with here, we was fucking with each other in Chicago.
Okay.
So basically, I got basically comfortable to the point I'm used to a motherfucker being at home. I'm used to cooking for a motherfucker. I'm used to a motherfucker cooking for
me. So you're a cook now?
I mean, I've been cooking since I was 7 years old, bro. I'm the age of four kids. I mean,
so
I'm
why
the,
you
I'm the four kids.
So why
I
you didn't cook? Why you didn't
cook
me nothing here?
Because I said my nigga.
But you
on
said
this
friend.
This is my second time being over. This motherfucker.
Let's be friends. First of all, you say you need a friend.
So when you want me to come and cook, Wiley?
Anytime.
This is
you
the first
come.
Time you've asked. This is the second time I've been over this motherfucker. Like,
you can come over anytime. Anytime.
I don't do shit. I sit in my house by myself.
Anytime.
Right now.
I don't do nothing. I drink. I smoke. But one thing I will say, you can get some. You can get weed here more fast. You can get liquor. That's the shade.
I've been drinking wine since I've been down here. Ran
it's
my
nothing
fucking
but
bill.
Wine. It's hard. You can't get liquor stores like in Chicago. Liquor stores everywhere. Everywhere.
Nah,
everywhere.
I miss that.
It's semi-dry county, dry county. And then since I'm in North Dallas, you in fucking a dry county. Like, all
I
you
miss
getting
being
wine.
Drunk. I'm tired of drinking motherfucking wine and shit. And I'm going
to have to get
beer.
You drunk. I'm going to get you some hard liquor and get you drunk.
Until you get real liquor around this motherfucker, you go to the club.
Yeah, and let's speak about that. You went out for New Year's Eve. You were supposed to come over here. You didn't do it. You and your friend didn't do it. And I had bought liquor and stuff. Well, no, it was a bottle. But you went out, and you were dancing. You were shaking your ass. You were doing all that type of stuff.
I
mean, you were shaking your dick. How big is your dick? You cut or uncut? I mean, I just want to know. You cut. And how big is your dick?
Big enough to satisfy a few bitches on this live that I'm looking at right now. It's big enough.
Big enough.
So let's get some callers. Callers, where are you guys at? Let me know how big is my dick.
I want to definitely
it's
speak to...
It's big and it's pretty.
I definitely, nine and a half,
thick, pretty, you
I
know?
Definitely want to speak to Ace. 646-716-8447 is the number.
Ace,
six,
you're the number one six, caller.
646-8447.
Because I wasn't expecting all that, so since Wally wanted to cook it up last
night. No, like 646-716-844. Let me put the call-in number again. If y'all want to call in, we definitely will let y'all do that. But your dick is big, and you definitely want to. You said somebody
alive.
I won't
say it's a man
so
dingo.
It's not a man
nice.
Dingo.
It's ain't too far
is it,
from
it.
It's
is it,
nice
is it thick?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice.
So do you prefer head, or you just do you prefer head? To
I don't bust off
fuck?
Here. I like to fuck.
You like to fuck.
I'll get some head to you. Take me there, but I like a fuck. I like a pretty booty.
I cannot do no fucking.
You
want
fuck?
I'm talking about getting fucked. I cannot do it. Listen, I tried it, I think twice with Brian
Simba. You got
Simba,
that tight
Simba,
ass booty with some draws
Simba,
stuck up in your ass. You
don't
have no dick up
Simba, okay, you tried it with Simba. Simba was my first person that I had sex with, and he did it well. But it's not too many types that can do it like him. You got to be very, very delicate to fuck me. You have to be a beast to get this. You got to be a man to get this. You can't
you're
be
a flower.
No, boy. No, I'm not a flower. It's just the fact that you got to ramp. You just got to fuck me rough for me to take it. If you try to do all that slow stuff, I'll be like, take
so
it out.
So
you
a low-key hoe.
Take it. I've been a hoe. Because
you ain't
no,
take no dick like that. That means you want them to go in. So they just come in and fuck you rough. That means your booty
me
is just loose.
No, my booty is not loose. I haven't had sex in a long time.
Who you fuck with?
No,
you like it rough.
No, I fuck with a lot of people.
Who
up
you
here.
Fuck with?
I fuck with a lot of people. Up here.
And you just like it rough going
I would
in.
Say my sex
just
game, my sex game in Texas have been up versus in Chicago. It's really been up because, like, don't nobody really know me like that. So I can create
that's
a
not right. That's why you can be the biggest hoe you can be.
You can be the biggest hoe up here.
Don't nobody know you. My name could be Mike if I want that shit to be, goddamn it.
I changed
my name
my,
be Mike
I changed my whole name to Marquise Crusoe. Don't nobody know me by Wiley. Unless you really know, unless you really know me, you call me Wiley. Other folks that think I'm Marquise. Unless you really know me, you know me by my last name. That's just only fucking.
I tell them my name Chris, and I walk out. They start calling my goddamn name.
At the job. Wait. Okay, we was at the job. Man, he was working, and he was like, "Wiley, stop looking at me." And Wiley, stop doing this. Like, you try to jip on my thing. I guess. Let me just drink. You can bring that. He think I got him caught. I didn't get him. How did I get you caught? Cause I said
I go on motherfucking lunch break. The bitch come back like, I was looking for you. What your name? She like, she was looking for you or whatever.
I'm on the line.
Okay, let me.
We need to take this call. You better set his ass straight, for real. But long story short, like we go into work. I go on lunch break. And I at the nurse station, and I see this other bitch who already liking up on me, like digging up on me and shit. And she like, well, I had something to ask you, but he told me he test you or whatever. And I went up to the nurse station, I asked you, I'm like, so what you got to tell me? Now, I just test you, I'll let you know later. If they already know your T, they really don't know my T. And you get
they did not.
And you get said, no, I'll test you later. They're letting the bitch know, man, you know each other. And you
they did not.
Real obvious to let this bitch know
but
that, man, you.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It doesn't really matter. A lot of these females know gay niggas. They pretend like they don't know, but they know. They know.
He got me clocked.
I didn't get you clocked. You could have still fucked her. She wants
to. I didn't want to.
She got six kids. Okay, Dre. Ace, you're on. Ace, you're live.
Hello.
Yeah, you on the line.
What's going on? What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Now, what you were saying and shit?
I was saying, you know, I was thinking about y'all got divorced. You and Dre is divorced. Like, what happened? Did you cheat on him or he cheat on you? What was the real tea?
Shit, we just went our separate ways. We just grew out of it, really. And I did hear you say, talking about we rushed into it. We didn't rush into anything. We was already together for like 2 years before we did it.
We was together for 2 years. Y'all only last six. Okay, happy birthday.
Don't try it, Wally.
I'm not trying to, but let me speak to an Ace. I'm hearing rumors that you cheated on him. Was that true?
You trying that.
I heard it from a reliable source in about two families. I'm not going to name any names. I heard it from a member of the Bradshaw family.
Was we fucking?
I just heard
Dre.
It's not what they heard it from reasonable sources and shit like that. My thing is, we weren't fucking them. They really don't matter. So it matters that we're not together now. We're still good friends, and I wish him the best. He wished me the best, and I. We rushed into it.
Okay, Ace, what's your response? Did you cheat on him?
From my recall, I didn't cheat on him.
He cheated on you. Would that be accurate? Did he cheat on you?
We did.
Come
we
on,
did
Ace.
Shit
tell
to
it be honest. Be honest. He
you
said, "I should be with you to death. Do you part through sickness and through health?" Was he there for you?
No, he was there for me and stuff like that. But we did shit to each other, so it was more of a equal. It was it's not
when
just one.
He did,
one
y'all did
being
shit
pointed.
To each other. Could you elaborate for the audience?
That's it. Oh, but I'm just gonna say we did shit to each other. Like it was like a tit for tat thing and shit like that. We did shit that we had no business doing.
So did y'all get divorced? Are y'all separated? Are y'all divorced? Like, where are y'all at right now?
Both.
With both, yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So are you single on the back on the market?
Yeah, I am.
Him the fuck up.
All right, Ace, I'm going to have to fly you down to Dallas. Have you ever been to Dallas?
No.
So do you Ace, do you want me to fly you up here so you can come and see how beautiful Dallas looks?
If I would be coming down there, I'd be coming to see Dre and shit like that.
All right, that was pretty good.
Thank you,
Ace. That was pretty good. How is it?
Story.
No, it's not about a big story. How can you be? How could you be friends with your ex husband? Elaborate on that. How are y'all able to have a friendship? Ace, you ask first, then I'm gonna ask you, Dre.
Because while we was together anyway, we used to do nothing but laugh and joke with each other anyway. So it's we was already friends while we basically was together anyway. So it's pretty easy, you know. We had our little separation time and I care about him a lot, and he cares about me a lot. He calls me, or, you know, vice versa when we need to talk about something that's important. So it's not really that hard.
So just to clear it up, we just talked a few days ago about the personal issues we've got going on in our life, and me and my ex-husband, Ace Bradshaw, we are very good friends, and ain't no shade and all the other bullshit, that whole thing, they know what the fuck going on, like they was sitting at the edge of our bed while we was fucking or whatever the case may be. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, long story short, it's 2018.
So,
I love you, Ace. That's
and,
all.
And I want to ask you this, Ace. So
I
did
love
you let
too.
Him fuck you a lot, Ace, or you was doing most of the fucking?
What's up?
That's kind of personal, but he was fucking me, though.
You said what? He did most of the fucking?
Yeah.
That's what's up, Ace. You know, I'm here for you. Anything you need, hit me up.
Don't play with me, Wiley.
Okay, I'm just saying. And we got 17 minutes left. I definitely want to say this to you guys. Is there any reconciliation? Are y'all going to reconcile this year or next year?
I don't know what the future may bring or nothing like that. I'm not really sure about that, but I definitely love him.
You love him?
Of course, I always will.
Well, all right, Dre. I'm just happy that you came on. Shout out to people that's watching the live feed. Make sure y'all share it, and then y'all can play it back. And we will take some more calls. All you got to do is call in the number 646-716-8447. I'm not gonna call nobody on live because a lot of times they ain't gonna want to do that because you know you calling people hoes and all that type of stuff. But what is your definition of a hoe? Because you've been saying
bitch,
that all
you don't
today.
Mind.
Okay. You think I'm a hoe? You really think so?
Mm-mm.
I'm not a whole like. I'm not that type of person. I used to be.
You trying to cook it up, make me seem like I feel like I'm on an Oprah Winfrey show. You putting all these motherfucking questions make me feel like what the fuck?
It's okay,
you really
but you know what? It's
know,
the type of person. It's always I've done a lot. I've done a lot for people. I paid for people to do certain things. Mm-hmm. I bought people certain things. So but I've never been the type of bitch to say. To hide it, I've always put that on the table and say, this is what we going to do. I'm going to buy you this dinner. You're going to give me some booty. Yes or no? Like, no. Like, they watching it on live. And somebody said, I want you to call me on live. No, I'm not going to call you on live. Yeah, that. And then he drops it up. So I want to say this too. If you want to have sex, if you're married, is it okay to invite somebody into the bedroom? And say, if you having problems, is it okay? Do you think your marriage would last longer if y'all add a third party in there?
Oh.
If you would ask a third party, you know, to, hey, come in. I want you to do a threesome with me and Ace, and let's do it.
I have done that. And my thing is, when you bring a third party in, y'all don't have a situated which, like, what the fuck y'all gonna do when y'all just know y'all not especially attracted to each other or, like, whatever the case is, we bring a third party in there, it actually makes it way worse. Mm-hmm. If we ain't out of town, goddammit, and this is a motherfucker, we just gonna fuck and we gonna go about our goddamn business, drink out to these motherfuckers no more.
Do you
it
feel
is
like
what the fuck it is?
I want
somebody know I was saying, stay, I wish, try.
So, with that being said, if you have a friend that don't know how to take dick and he asks you to help him, and you
problem.
Do that,
friends,
would you
I'm
help him with
somebody.
that type of thing like that? Would you ever? Would you do that and try to help your friend in doing that?
With my lover?
No, if it's just you and your friend. Not you and the lover.
Like,
that's
help,
it. Like, it's
like,
a whole other question. If your friend said, I'm having difficulties taking penis, would you help me by inserting your penis in me, helping me being a friend and all that? Would you do that?
I can help you by finding somebody else.
So you want to help
your friend?
Your friend.
This nasty. I might do a whole lot of shit, but that, no.
You want to do that?
Hell no, I won't do that.
What if your friend?
Said, if you my friend, be my friend. Don't act like you my friend. I should be fucking you in your ass.
So what about
friends
with benefits? You don't believe in that?
Of course I do. But
okay.
Yeah, of course.
But
I
in that particular instance, if somebody is your friend or something like that, you won't give them no dick. If they ask,
if you are my real friend, you have that title as being my real friend. Like
and that's why I don't want to be
I
his friend.
Fuck a real friend. Like me personally, I just couldn't fuck a real. That's, I can do. I ain't gonna. I can be a hoe.
That's
a hoe.
Uh-huh.
But trust and believe, I don't fuck friends.
Right. You don't fuck friends,
no,
and you don't
no.
fuck with your friends' exes.
No. I wouldn't say that. I have.
You have done
no,
that.
No, I have. I wouldn't do it now. But I have done it. And the bitch got me. It's only right that I get you back. It's only right if I get you back.
Okay.
Only right. I got to get you back.
I'm glad.
And I'm going to record it and I'm going to send it to you.
Would you ever, have you recorded yourself
serve me.
With having sex with somebody? Do you have any sex tapes out there?
I'm pretty sure.
Kinda,
you know. You I'm know why. Shut the
I
want to
know. Would you do? I am actually thinking about
what
producing.
What I know now, but I do it
do
again.
It?
No, I would not. I ain't gonna necessarily say I did porn, but I'm pretty sure I saw some of my videos. Even sad boys, I did jack off of shit, and I wish I didn't know they was gonna get posted.
I think you should do it again. You
I,
should let me.
No,
you
don't.
Should let me produce
no,
a video.
No, I'm okay.
For you.
I got my own app on camera. I can do that on my own. And trust me, my quality on my phone is great.
I pay $1,000.
I don't. But for the. Footage that you're going to have for the rest of your life. It's not worth it. Trust me, I've been there and done that.
I'll give you a 5% percentage.
If I knew what I knew now about that, I would never have
I would
done
give
that.
You 5% percentage of it if you allow me
it
to do
would
it.
It would never happen. You guys hear me?
Shout out to DeAndre Jackson. I would like to say this. You know, in Chicago, you see people are still doing a gay family thing. You done it. You done with it. What's your advice to the kids now?
I'm going to say that I'm done. My thing is like advice to motherfucker, like to the new people that's coming out, have your own mind, have a strong mind, all that shit. You sexy, you're cute, you can walk this, you can walk that. That's fine. Experience it. Like I'd have been in barroom shit since I was like 16 when I first started walking my first bar. I was like fucking 16. And I was the ebony. I was schoolboy realness and I started walking dreams this time when I became a cunt and shit like that. I enjoyed it, like traveling from different states and shit like that. I enjoy that shit. But if you ain't got your own mind, as quick as your ass come up, you will fall down.
I'm
just for everything.
I agree with you.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. You can do whatever you gonna do, but out of respect, if you know I don't do that, don't offer me that. Don't try to do shit that's gonna fuck me up in the long run, especially if you know I have no self control over that.
Right. But you know, a lot of the girls now is on drugs.
They need. They ain't got that family support.
You got a lot of families now fucking these little babies
but
up, getting them hooked up, drugs,
putting them on drugs and shit
and,
like that.
You know, alcohol, they
win a trophy for your house and shit like that.
Yeah.
You bought them in your house, like,
they
to
doing,
me, that's the fool. But if you're going to do this shit, be very strong-minded. Just know it's only an extracurricular activity, not your life.
Yeah. But that comes
what you got behind the ballroom scene.
That comes with being a leader in the scene, too.
That's why when you come in, you can't always necessarily be a follower. You can follow, try to get your way through, but always have your own mind.
Right. But, you know, a lot of these girls don't have their own mind.
Well, that's them. That's why those them always be the ones that fall short,
right?
Did you have
your own mind when you was 14, 15?
About a year I didn't because I didn't come out until I was 16. But I guarantee you after that year of being 16 to get humiliated and see all this dumbass shit that bitches just said about me and all this other bullshit that wasn't true. And even that was true, I'm 16. Y'all bitches 25, 26.
Yeah.
How the fuck that make y'all look because y'all trying to fucking take advantage of me because I'm drunk? Make y'all look real dumb, bitch. Make y'all look dumb. I might get called a hoe, but you a pedophile. I'm 16, you're 25, 28. What the fuck you want to do with me?
That's
if you ain't teaching me with high school shit or how to try to get a motherfucking job, how to better myself, baby, please. After that first year, I was a fool. But as I saw all the bitches gagging up on me.
Did you get caught up? Did you get caught up in people trying to try you? You was young,
they were older.
They would try to get you liquor up. Can you give me a story? You don't have to say no names about something. Can you give me a story?
Actually, I went to someone's house, the house father and shit like that. I was in the house and it was just like everybody just thought this is like he fucked you and you bled and shit like that. But the whole time 15, 16 years old. Not knowing this is a grown ass legendary motherfucker.
What's that about you?
I'm not gonna give all that.
That's real.
No, I'm for real. But they just basically took me out like I was some kind of hoe.
So they said that he fucked you till you bled.
I was scared of my mama. My curfew was at 10 o'clock. So part of the reason I was wild because shit, I couldn't go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I actually went to this house for this house meeting and shit like that, like it didn't start on time, and this person basically took advantage of me, and they did some things.
What did they do? Did they pull their penis out?
They took advantage of me.
They put their penis out and they wanted
to. It was basically rape. They just put it like that. Because
I wanted.
It was oral sex. They fucked me up.
They were trying to fuck you.
They fucked
you. Wow. And we don't.
It was forced.
People don't talk about sexual assault and rape in the LGBT community.
It wasn't voluntarily. It was forced. With body weight on top of me. Like, for real.
Did it feel good? No, I'm asking you a question. Did it feel good?
Because it wasn't voluntarily.
Why didn't you report it?
Why didn't you report it? Real shit, if I knew what I knew back then, now I probably would have. But the reputation like that you would get for reporting shit like, well, you know you on the day, like just like shit like that.
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard reporting sexual assault in the gay community. It's so much shit going on. People getting raped. I've seen people get all type of crazy shit happen to them. And then I tell them, why don't you go to police? They say they don't want to mess
it's
up their image because
I
the police not going to believe. I had a friend that went to police.
They didn't believe it.
They didn't believe it. They laughed.
The way my brother and my cousin set up, I would have told them I ain't had to call no police.
They would have did some. They would have saved some blood.
Yeah. Trust my brother don't play the radio with nobody.
Right.
When it come down to me.
That's why now I have cameras set up. I make sure everything is good. Sign some documents that you're doing consensual sex, because people will try to change up on you and try to lie on you. But you were actually sexually assaulted, and that's crazy. But I've always say,
you know who he is. I told him about it.
And what he say now? Do you think he's still out there praying on little boys?
I apologize.
I think he's probably still praying on little boys.
Ugly. Black. Anyway,
is he fat? Is he fat?
I'm not gonna do
is
all
he
that.
Fat?
Just know.
Don't worry, I will investigate and I will find out information who did it, and he will be brought
to
justice.
Stop being a faggot.
He will be brought to justice.
Stop being a faggot, Wally.
But you know what? We need people. If being a faggot is to expose people, then let me be a faggot. Let me be a faggot.
Well, long story short,
that did happen to you, and I apologize that happened to you. But when I was a Rajay, I had a good time being a Rajay.
I never said it happened to Rajay.
No, I never said it did happen. I'm just speaking about when I was
a Rajay.
When I was a Rajay, I never had any incident being a Rajay. It was never to the control tried to have with me. Never was that point. It was just always a brotherhood, family oriented thing.
And
I did have other Rajay.
I did have other Rajay.
Like, but go ahead.
I really want to, even though me and him don't talk like that, I really want to give a shout out to my daddy Kentrell. Like, bitch, me and your fat ass, we've been bumped heads so many times, but I swear to God, I thank you for the motivation that you gave me when I wanted to sit around in your house and be a motherfucking faggot and lost my job or didn't want to fucking work. But you start there telling me, bitch, get the fuck up. I see the potential in you. But you to tell me one day that you see how sexy I am and shit like that. And I had to believe that shit myself.
Right.
I thank Control for all that shit. Because no matter how much Control break your ass down, that fat bitch going to bring your ass up again. Just to see the brighter day ahead on some real shit. And they've been my daddy for almost fucking 15 years.
Right.
And I just want to give him a shout out.
Control gave some good advice to my daddy. I remember since I was 15, bro.
What
I remember when Control gave me this advice. He said, "Don't kiss everybody ass. Don't be an ass kisser." Because I used to kiss people's ass.
DeAndre Jackson, he used to be.
Of course, you still fine. He used to be a backup. The backup album was Jaquez. That's Jaquez. I don't think you remember. And he's in New York now, and he got some good booty too. But anywho, I didn't say that out loud. Yeah, he gave me some good advice. And, you know, it's a lot of girls out there like Sonny. What's your thoughts about him?
Sonny reminded me of a young version of Mark Hall. Mm-hmm. I love Sonny. Like, Sonny, one thing I can say about him, the Christians and shit like that, he makes sure they on point.
Yeah.
He don't fuck around. You ain't got no education. You ain't got no job. You ain't trying to do shit. Ain't got no potential. Sonny not fucking with you. And that's why I like that. If you're going to do this gay shit, you're going to be a gay parent, lift them up. Don't bring their ass to no bullshit to their ass.
I would say, honestly, with him being a gay parent, his children that he produced, you got some got YouTube channels with thousands of subscribers doing modeling.
I love them.
You got, you know, you got people that went to school. Ohio, the guy that went to Ohio State, graduated, now he's a teacher.
In a track star boy.
A track star sex. He always produced talented human beings in the community.
Isn't
I don't think he get the credit he deserves, but he deserves all the credit.
Sonny deserves it all. Like, he wrote the on some real shit, contributing out for a long time. I feel like Sonny is worthy enough to be up there with him.
But I give Holly the ultimate respect because the Kardashians is a legendary family. They opened the door for what they trying to do now. They've been doing it for 10 years.
Benny Coors, I take my head off to you and Lady E. Because I remember I was there when y'all first started this shit, and I see how I went, and I give y'all big kudos up. No shade. I ain't never hating on nobody.
I give the Coors, even though they had a disastrous first year.
And you might do.
They had a disastrous first couple of years, cocaine use, a lot of cocaine use allegations. But I will give them credit. Now they have really got their shit together. I think Lady E has some stuff going on. But Holly, I give it to her because her family never had scandals, big scandals. Her family have stayed scandal-free out of the 10-plus years they've been doing that. And I feel like they don't get the credit that they deserve. Baldwin as well.
Baldwin.
They used to be the Banji family. Now I can just say now they're about class, they're about intelligence, and all that stuff.
I hand off to you because you've been doing your shit too. You came a total long way, bro. I remember when I was dating Puda and your ass was, you ain't getting no fuck. You'll bust any bitch after drinking that 211.
And,
like,
you know, he was married too, so that.
I know. Like, I got married like a few months after.
Yeah, both of y'all got married, and both of y'all not married now.
I don't want to be married, to be honest with you.
Both of y'all red, y'all rushed, all y'all was rushed. I said, look at them gays rushing to go get married. And I said, it ain't going to last 2 years. And my projections were correct. Some didn't even last a year.
Whatever shit happens. The first bitch don't work out, get two or three more chances. After the second or third chance,
so you
don't
are
do
divorced.
No.
I want to know if anybody has sex. With you right now, or you committing adultery? Are you an adulterer? Like, if anybody
Linda
has
Harris paid for my divorce, you hear me? My mom paid for my divorce, so there's no adultery.
So you,
I don't give a fuck if it was tax money. Well, how the fuck she paid it? I ain't with nobody. You hear that? I'm divorced. I'm single.
So
y'all hear me?
You're not getting married again. That's it. You done.
Hell, you don't get married. I'm not gonna let one nigga fuck it up for the rest of them.
Yeah,
my Prince Charming out here, and I'm looking for that nigga to find me. Fuck you, man. I mean, my thing is, like, you can have all this great shit in the real, but you ain't got nobody else to share that shit with. That shit dead as fuck to me. Like, I can accomplish all this shit, get a job at the hospital, get my house, get my fucking car and shit like that. If I ain't got home at the end of the day and fuck a different motherfucker, if I can't come home at the end of the day and share this shit with the nigga I really want to be with, it's pointless to me.
Right.
I'm about to be 30 years old. I'm looking for a husband. What's up?
You looking for a
settle
husband.
For any motherfucker. Back.
So how can you find your husband when you're on Jack? Can you find a husband on Jack?
I met two of them.
No, I'm just saying, can you find your husband off of Jack?
I honestly don't know. It depends what y'all both own. Like, if y'all own there, you're thinking.
I would say that I have met some
but
good
let me,
friends.
I don't
off
expect
of Jack.
Anything off nobody off Jack.
I have met some good friends that I still fuck with to this day off of Jack. I give it to you. Jack is what you made. It's just like a Facebook. It's what you. It's what you.
I learned how to appreciate things by not expecting nothing.
Right.
We learn how to appreciate shit and not expect nothing because when you give your expectations to have on a motherfucker, that's what make you hurt. That's what make you bust a motherfucker in their shit.
Right.
But if you just appreciate, yeah, that's nice and shit like that, but you don't expect shit from a motherfucker because you got your own. You
right.
Jack could be what you make out of it.
Yeah.
I can honestly say you can't meet a husband of Jack.
You can't.
Depending on what he's on.
Right.
But personally, I'm not looking on Jack, so.
Mm-hmm. But
I am on the motherfucker, but I ain't looking for no husband.
Right. Well, thank you for coming on the Wiley Show. I'm glad you came on because I've been trying to get you on the show forever and ever and ever. And when we linked up here in Dallas, you said you would come on. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I hope and pray that you and that you meet your husband off of Jack.
Don't rush him. Don't rush him.
And I got somebody that you should actually meet too. That's your type.
I'm gonna give him a little bit before I get off this camera.
Cool. Okay, now he wanna show his body off, yeah. Lord Jesus.
But that boy Andre Jackson, his profile picture is cute. I'm for real.
So would you fly somebody to Texas? Would you?
Oh, but my dead body.
You want to do that?
No.
I would do that. That's an investment.
I mean,
why?
Honestly, I will.
If it's somebody that's in Chicago, like it was somebody in Chicago that I really, really like, and they're a Kardashian. Yeah, they're a Kardashian. And they're in a relationship, and I want to take them from his boyfriend. Because it's just like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me say this, and I'm done. Have you ever met somebody that was in a relationship that you just felt like you meant to be with this person? You meant to be with this person. This person that's a Kardashian. I'm not going to say his name, but he worked at this store downtown. And I said, you going to be my man. I'm going to take you from your boyfriend. Point blank, I'm going to fly to Chicago. You going to be mad, especially when I get my taxes. I'm not going to say the name of the person, but I'm going to just know what it is. So, yeah, I would fly somebody to come here. I would fly somebody. I would pay somebody to do something like that.
But we're going to be talking for a few months. So I'll fly you out to here to turn on my camera and get your ass beat the fuck up in Texas.
I can't say the name. He's a Kardashian. He works downtown. I just said, like, man, you meant to. And that's when I was homeless. And that's when I was homeless from Chicago. A lot of y'all don't know my backstory. I was homeless, got here, got on food stamps when I came to Dallas, came here with like $20 in my pocket. I was on a person's couch on their floor. So let me tell y'all something. It can be done. Now I got my own apartment. One thing I like about Texas is endless opportunities here. If you want to be something, you can be something here. All you got to have is that fucking get up. It's shitload of jobs. You can go to a nurse home, you hire, whatever you want
to
do.
If you're willing to lose some motherfucking sleep to be successful,
you can do it here.
You can make it in motherfucking Texas. Like, I started off in Texas, I ain't had shit too much. Everybody just out here to motherfucking take. Long story short, I got my own shit.
Right.
Own car, own crib.
And
I'm going
to get your car. I'm working on getting that. But let me tell you something. This person in Chicago, I'm going to speak that in existence. This is my year. I'm going to take that. I don't care who he with, who he call himself being with. I'm going to take that. And he's a Kardashian. I hope you ain't thinking about the same person.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He worked downtown. And this is the person. I was homeless. Had my bags. I had my laptop. I ain't going to say exactly where he worked. And I told him, I said, you're going to be with me. He's like, Wiley, I'm in a relationship. I said, don't worry about that. That's going to end. I'm going to say that right now. That's going in. Let me stop. But no, I'm not going to get jumped. If another man got something better to offer on the table, if y'all ain't married, hell, that's open season,
this
open book.
I ain't going to lie. I got somebody to go back home to.
You do. You're so beautiful. Got tattoos.
I
always thought you was a thugger type, but you are so down to earth. You're not that type of thuggish type of person. You try to get that
ain't
vibe.
No thug. It's just like when you've been hurt a few times.
He try to be like he's straight.
I'm just not going to let no motherfucker cross me over. My thing is, should nobody know you gay unless you tell them.
Right.
You don't think a mama told me when I first came out, just know that you're a member.
Or don't have a girl or have a female coworker that got a gay friend that got Jack and your Jack is pinging and you ain't putting on silent.
And
you ain't putting on silent. Yes, I have done that. And that's how my tea got out is because my Jack, it's a certain sound. This person got a gay person. He brought this gay person to the job, brought him to the job, and we met, and it was 0.00.
Plus, you got
my
tea.
Yeah, my tea was out. And I didn't care. But one thing I don't care, like I told this one female co-worker, I don't mind you, but I'm not your girl. I'm not your girlfriend. I'm a nigga at the same time.
Don't show nobody my motherfucking
shit. If I fuck you, you would get pregnant or you have triplets. So at the end of the day, just because a person is gay, don't take away from their motherfucking manhood. Because I would still eat some pussy, fuck from the back front, and still get on my knees and suck a man dick. That's just me. So that doesn't take away your manhood. Do you still attracted to females? Or
of
you just
course, you got
to
be a lower London looking bitch. You need to fuck
you still, yeah.
I don't like no bitch with no gym
shoes. So was you going to fuck that female, the one that was really feeling you at the job? Yeah. Was you going to
fuck with her because she was going to get a job.
Oh, I thought you was gonna fuck with
her. No, but she found out I was
gay, like you got me.
It doesn't matter. But let me tell you something about a lot of these females in Texas. They don't.
I'm gay. The bitch ain't gonna help me get
it. No, they will. They don't care if you're homosexual. It's a lot of niggas that I know that's gay. They got female banging ass bitches. They don't care. They don't care. As long as you can put that dick in their pussy, they do not fucking care. Unless you flamboyantly gay, got your hair and makeup. Girl, like this one particular gay that I know that comes to the job. Girl wants to say, hey, you know, I don't like all that. I'm just a normal type of person. You bisexual.
I can't shut the fuck up. You been talking shit. So you don't think I should get up on this motherfucker. Don't make me expose your ass on this motherfucker.
What do you think about Aki?
I love Aki. Don't I love you, Aki? I showed you every time I showed you.
So you had sex?
Every time I saw you, I showed you.
You had sex with him?
Did we have sex, Aki? Come in.
Did you have sex with him?
No, that's my bro.
Yeah. Will you have sex with Aki?
Aki, come in on this thing.
Your back's cocked. No, would you have sex with Aki?
That's my brother. Like,
you never had sex with any of your gay brothers. I have, but have you?
Aki, did we ever have sex, bro?
Did you ever have sex with Aki?
I done beat that pussy down, bro. I'm bullshit. But not bullshit, but for real.
Yeah, I can just imagine y'all had sex. But I told Aki, you love dick. You can't tell me you don't talk. I've done my investigation. Aki, love the dick.
Aki, you love this dick.
You love the dick. Not your sleeping wet.
I'm bullshit. I'm so bullshit. We ain't fucking you.
Well, he's in Dallas. DeAndre is in Dallas. He's on the market.
We never had sex.
Oh, oral sex, right? Okay. Shout out to my friend.
I ain't being messed up. We was doing it because you was trying to be messed.
Manny is on. Shout out to Manny. But it's okay. I need help. I need some top. I need a top professional or top professors to teach me how to take dick. I need somebody to fuck me and to really get my booty accustomed to dick. Because like right now, it's not.
You shouldn't advertise your. You shouldn't advertise your sex life on this motherfucker.
No, I'm not trying to advertise. I'm trying to expand my sex life. Let me do it on this so you can actually
get him
see
my,
it on.
Get
on
him
that.
My life.
And you want me to give him your number?
No, don't give my number. Give me his.
What was the person's name on here? Like, these are all the names of the people there.
DeAndre Jackson.
Oh, DeAndre Jackson. Okay. He'll let you hit. He'll let you hit. He'll let you hit.
He just don't lie. If he don't lie, he ain't going to tell you
shit. Let me just be honest. I don't mind. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's talking about a lot of people in Dallas.
You don't put up on blast like that.
A lot of people. It's the truth. A lot of people in Dallas, a lot of bottoms I fuck with, they booty holes been kind of loose, and I wasn't really into it. Let me tell you. I don't know if your booty hole is loose. You need to take a break from having sex. Take a break.
Especially
I love it.
Your shit look like lips.
And I'm on that shit.
Lips.
And it's a wing, and I'm just falling into it. And you bust. I can't bust. It got to grab or take on my dick. It's like
don't
gravity.
Be trying to squeeze that shit up thing because that shit tight. Because I can feel when your ass.
You can. I can tell when it's tight.
Squeeze up on my dick, bitch. You're getting out.
I can tell when it's tight. When it's tight, it's good. It's a couple people on here.
No,
I ain't gonna,
that.
I ain't gonna say no name.
Bitch, you
look. But I had sex.
I can tell
that I had sex on here. I ain't gonna say no name. They booty was tight. It was good. I enjoyed it, and I bust. That's it. If you see a top not busting, you didn't bust, and they can't bust. The sex was bad. The booty
exactly.
was bad. The booty was bad.
Can't knock my socks off in less than 5 minutes. Your pussy whack.
Your pussy is whack. Your pussy is bad.
Bitch, I ain't trying to make love to you. You ain't my nigga. You can't knock my socks back in 5 minutes. Your ass fucked up. That booty loose.
It should not take
sorry,
15, 20, 25 minutes for me to fuck you to bust. It should not take. It
and
should
don't
not
come
take
in my
long.
House and ass making fart noises when I get up in there.
And
right
please
there
don't have no
there.
Smells. Yeah. You should take a bath, take a shower. These are all basic 101 on how to be a bottom. All that should be good. You should have that clean. And I'm tired of that. People. A lot of
it's
folks
2017. If you've been blowing me up all motherfucking day,
it's
2018. If you come my house and you've been blowing me up all motherfucking day, and you shit on my dick once you leave my house, plop, list, goddamn it.
I don't think you should be shitting in 2018. It got too many.
Trey even dish now.
Yes, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be shitting on people. You shouldn't be shitting on people. It's a person here on Jack in Texas that's very well known of shitting on people's dicks. I would put his picture out there, but. He don't live too far from me. He always be hitting me up. I said no, because all I can remember is them graphic
and I
pictures.
I make you feel real bad about it.
I make you feel,
I make
yeah.
you feel bad. I'm like,
yeah.
did you get yourself together?
Are you clean? And I asked
you. You know what happened last time?
And I asked people, I said, I got a big dick. Are you ready? Are you prepared? I always tell people that. It's not on hard now.
You probably got me beat, bro.
Of course, I can show you the picture.
I don't think it's like
I can show you the picture.
No pitching.
But it's big, and I always say, listen, are you prepared? I take my clothes off, I get naked. Are you prepared to jump on this ship? If you're not prepared, then let's jag off. Because don't start this vehicle.
I'm gonna jag off by my damn self.
Yeah, I don't mind jagging off with a dude.
You
love the fuck. Yeah, you love the fuck. What about getting hair? What if the person just like
cool,
to do the hair other than fuck?
What if we the
bus? Let me tell you something.
Two bitches who not my sauce off like that. Baby, if you can't get no throat and you ain't knocking my shit back down to the balls, I'm not going to bust.
I have bust.
If I got a jag off, I don't need
you. Let me tell
you,
I have bust with a person that just did oral and it was good. You a real top professional. A bottom professional. If you can make a nigga bust. But
I can make a bitch stroke. I can make a bitch bust without even fuck. I mean, without them touching their dick.
Oh, you can.
I can make the booty cream, bro.
Oh, you can. Okay.
I ain't got no viewers on here who know me.
Hit him up.
In Texas, yeah.
Hit him up, DeAndre.
I can make that dick
cream
without touching them up.
We in Dallas, Texas. We in Dallas, Texas. So shout out to Dallas. We in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, my mama don't see
it. In Chicago anymore. And I'm glad to be here.
I'm sorry, mom.
When you want to go back to Chicago?
I'm going
March. When you want to go back? You want
whenever
to go back?
The weather
we can take,
gets
great. I'm not going now. I went last year. We could do a road trip whenever the weather breaks.
I don't miss Chicago. It's too fucking cold, bro.
I don't miss Chicago either, but I do miss my family.
My family.
And when Christmas, you know, when Christmas really hit, anybody from Chicago know it's snow outside. So when I'm here in Texas, I'm like, fuck, it don't even feel like it's Christmas. I cried in the bathroom because I miss my family. I miss my brothers, my sisters, my nieces. And
I cried on Christmas. They made me go, huh? Well, I left after 4 hours. I was pissed the fuck off because I see my family.
Let me show. Thank you.
Somebody.
I'm about to actually end it about 5 minutes. So if you want to call in, the lines are still open. All you got to do is 646-716-8447.
Facebook name is DeAndre Harris.
And your name is already tagged, so they're going to send you friend requests anyway.
Okay.
So if you want to call in, 646-716-8447. So shout out to DeAndre being the first guest on The Wiley Show. Thank you for coming on. We got another special guest coming on next week, Brandon Carson from About Him. Anybody know that show About Him? He'll be coming on.
One?
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
The main character.
We're going to do a
I know he's coming on next week. You could come and be a co-host.
I'm coming over.
You want to be a guest co-host?
Oh yes,
yeah.
Do. You said Dwayne never get free before.
Listen. Yeah, he's coming on. He's coming
you
on. And I met him. I met him in Chicago. You didn't come to when he had the thing in Chicago.
He's very
good looking in person. Like his pictures don't do him justice. Very good looking. So he'll be on next week.
He got fat booty.
Yes, he does. He got a very fat booty. Yeah.
I know. Now I'm a Christian now. Yeah. I got to get home.
I think that's it. I think that's it.
The hoes don't want to talk to
me. I think don't nobody else want to talk. They just want to just hit you up in your DM. They just want to hit you up in your DM. So I'm going to end this Blog Talk Radio. This is going to be available on iTunes, and it's going to be available on SoundCloud, and we're going to put it on YouTube. So, DeAndre Harris, thank you for coming on. Let me give you a round of applause so they can hear that. Let me do that right quick.
Oh, damn. Bye, everybody.
We're going to do an after show, right quick. We're going to do an after show. I'm going to bring some people on that's watching on Facebook Live. So, let me see.